Hey there, I'm Melissa Merrill, a professional home organizer since 2011 and now a speaker, author, course creator, and coach. I created Pro Organizer Bootcamp for aspiring home organizers and decluttering experts who need a kick in the pants to take their business to the next level. Each week, I bring you an action-packed episode filled with tips, tricks, and inspiration to help you build your own professional organizing company. Be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review. Let's dive in. Welcome to the season four finale of the Pro Organizer Bootcamp podcast. In this exciting episode, I'm chatting with Brandy and Ryan from HomeSort about how they've grown their business to massive heights. In this action-packed interview, we chat about growing and scaling, hiring a team, brand partnerships, their TV show, and the how-to summit. You can follow along and see what they're up to over on Instagram at HomeSort. Tune in and get ready to take some notes.
Welcome to the show, ladies. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello, thank you for having us.
So excited to chat today. So we have a lot to cover in today's episode. Your brand at HomeSort is growing and scaling rapidly. So tell us a little bit about your team and how you've been able to grow this brand to what it is today.
I think that when we started, we knew like a couple things that we for sure we wanted to do. We knew that like eventually we wanted to scale and have a team. And so it wasn't just Ryan and I doing everything and doing all the organizing, et cetera, by ourselves. And so I think because we had that goal in mind, we've always been able to keep pressing towards that, keep moving towards that, which, you know, you get a goal and you take like five steps forward, then, you know, reality and life happens, or you make a plan, it doesn't work out the way you thought, and you take a couple steps back, and then you just keep pushing forward and keep moving towards that. And so I think that's kind of been like some of our journey of how we're doing what we're doing now.
Yeah. Like brick by brick, right? Like step by step.
Yeah, I would say definitely we had a strong vision. We started really fast as far as we got HomeSort up and running very quickly, but we have had a strong vision, and you know, some of those things we've accomplished, some of those things we're still working on, but we've kind of kept this goal in mind and haven't wavered from it. So I would say that's really important when you're starting a business and when you're trying to grow a business, is you have to have a really good vision and a strong vision.
And stick to the goals and don't just throw them out the window. I always talk about smarter goals, where you don't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. You evaluate and you readjust, right? So you set this goal.
Yeah.
Then you revisit. Like you said, life happens, things happen. And, you know, like Ryan said, you keep the vision no matter what, right?
Yeah.
Be there.
Well, and it's okay that, you know, we always tell our clients, edit. And we do that with our business. Okay, we tried that. We thought that was going to get closer to somebody's goals that we have. They didn't. They were more of a distraction. Okay, edit those. Those are out. So don't be afraid to try things. And then if they do work, great. And if they don't, that's okay too. But make a decision and, you know, move on. Yeah, I think that's so funny. I was going to say that too. It's like we've done things that we thought, oh my gosh, this is what we want to do. We think this would be like a great stream of income, or we want to diversify in this way. And then all of a sudden it was like, actually, that's a lot of work, and we did it, and it was great for the time that we did it, but we actually would rather spend our time this way, and I think we make more money this way, so let's let that go and more laser focus on this area.
Yeah, I think I love that. Declutter and edit the things in your business that aren't serving you or don't have a solid ROI. I know I've done that too, where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna at one point, I was like buying stuff on Alibaba and like trying to white label product. And I was like, no, I was like, I do not want to do this. I like sold it all wholesale. I was like, not for
that. And I think this is part of it, is I think that sometimes people diversify so much that they're just doing everything kind of like at 70% instead of doing your thing at 100%. And so it's like constantly learning, constantly refining and being in environments. Like if we go on jobs with our team, a huge reason to go is just to have your ear to the floor and know what's happening, number one, in your business, but even be like, oh my gosh, this is an area where we're weak. Okay, we need to fix that. Or, you know, you come up with a new idea of a way to do something, and it's like, you just, you're just not going to figure that stuff out sitting behind your computer screen sometimes.
Getting your feet wet and like really going. Yeah. I always use the metaphor like when ladies are just starting out and they come into my programs and they're like, well, I'm scared. I'm really scared to have my first consultation, or I'm really scared to show up to my first client home and things like that. And I'm like, okay, look at this. If you're a pro football player, are you going to learn theoretically in a classroom how to play football? No.
Right.
You need to get out on the field and play the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we are still learning. There are things where we're like, okay, we didn't see that one coming, but now we know. And so we're going to adjust this or adjust that. And I think that's one thing with growing our team and scaling is it's a constant learning process. And it's not, I think a lot of people assume that when you scale your team, that you're just at home relaxing, doing nothing, and the team's out there working the whole time. And that's not it at all. It's the management of all of these teams is so much work, which is great. It's how, you know, you can get more jobs in, you can get more people organized, but it is definitely no less work than being in the field organizing someone's house.
Yeah, it's just different work.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah. I worked in HR. I sound like I'm like 80 years old, but I worked in HR for 15 years and like before all this. And I always said people are going to people, and human capital is the hardest capital to manage because managing employees is like managing nothing else. Managing expenses, you know what's coming in, what's coming out, their numbers, right? They're static. People are like, you know, if you have performance issues, if you have relational issues, obviously organizing is a very customer service driven business. You have to find the right fit, the right vibe, the right style, the right type of person to match with each client, you know? So it's like a master game of HR Tetris sometimes.
I think too, scaling to a point when you've been an organizer and you've been in the field the whole time and you're in business and you decide you're going to let go and use your time differently and more manage your team and manage your business than necessarily be the one being the doer of all the things, that does not come without growing pains at all. I mean, that is one of those two steps forward, one steps back situation, because you let go and then you find if you want to know where your weaknesses are, let go of a lot of things and see who and who does it. Who is as well-trained as you believed them to be? It is very different. You know, if it's like little kids in swimming lessons, they're great when the instructor's right next to them. But the minute the instructor gets out of the water, it's different. Your safety net is gone. And so that growth has not come without growing pains or moments of like, wow, I thought we were better at this particular thing than we are. And so in that moment, you go, okay, now I got to problem solve this and I need to fix it fast, which I don't know if you feel this way. I might be making a general statement, but I feel like maybe one of the downfalls of the organizing community is that it's a bunch of type A people who kind of think they know everything that they're doing, kind of have their system, head of the class, raising their hands. We've got this. And I would say that to have a successful business, you kind of always need to be going, oh, I don't know that much. I need to be learning. Oh, my system's not that great. I got to keep refining. I know for us at Homesort, we're constantly figuring things out and learning new ways and refining.
Definitely. I say this all the time. I don't think it's a generalized statement. I think it's true that we're all kind of the perfectionistic control freaks. Slightly OCD, if not full-blown, like me, diagnosed OCD, which I'm like, oh, it's my superpower. I get paid for this now. When you can give up control and you can stop forcing things and you can let things flow more as they're meant to happen, I think that's magic in business, where we can all stand to give up a little bit of control, right? As these perfectionistic people.
Yeah.
Let's talk about product. So your partnership with M Design is amazing. How did you guys get to this point? Was it always a dream of yours to have your own product line? What happened? How did this all get here?
We've had a nice, good working relationship with M Design for a while, as far as they're really great to the organizing community. So before we had a product line with them, we would go to them and say, hey, we have this celebrity client or we have this project. Would you be interested in donating product, working with us? And they were always incredibly generous and supportive. And so at some point, I think I just pitched them a product line, like, hey, I think we should do this. And they didn't say yes at first. I had to go back to them multiple times.
Well, you pitched it and they were doing some change ups of the inner workings of their company. They were like splitting from their sister brand. And so it was kind of like, hey, come back to us in 6 months. So Ryan came back to him and then COVID hit and it was like, you know, COVID just put the brakes on everything. Ryan, between the two of us, Ryan is the idea genie. She's always like, what about this? What about this? We should do this. We should do that. And some of the ideas are the greatest ideas ever. And some of the ideas are not.
Some of them are not.
Unfortunately. I think there's an idea that if someone has something that it came to them. And I will say like 75% of what we've done in HomeSort, we have gone after. It did not just show up to us in the mailbox. It was like, here is this perfect idea. Do you guys want to do a product line? It was like, no, Ryan had the idea and she went after it. And when they would put us on hold, we literally would just calendar reminders to reach back out. And we did. We really hit it off with their CEO at the time and we moved forward with it. And it's been really cool.
Yeah. They have been a wonderful company to work with because they support the organizing community so much. M Design genuinely cares about organizers and wants to support them. I really like working with people that care about our industry.
And what's cool, we've spent a lot of time with their design team because of coming up with product line stuff and ideas. They really do want to find solutions for things that people need in their homes. It's like, we want to solve this problem. Do you guys have any ideas? So even that kind of collaboration is special and fun because they really are trying to make a difference for everybody.
Definitely. I can just see your guys' energy and how that partnership can help them so much. And it really is a brand partnership, right? Where you're feeding them information of like, this is what's happening on the ground. This is what people are needing. And they're like, oh, we had no idea because we're working here in this, you know, office over here. So like they're getting that feedback loop that is so helpful for them to create the products that people need. So yay.
Totally.
I loved what you said about going after what you want. And I am such a firm believer in that, where I hear this all the time from organizers, like, well, where are the clients? I put up my website and I'm like, do you really think that in this day and age when there are billions of websites, that if you put your website up, that somebody's just going to magically find you and call you without doing anything else? It's just not going to happen. So that saying, if you build it, they will come, is so not true when it comes to building a business. When I wanted to get press and publicity when I was just starting out and I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do I do this? I was like, pitching the newspaper. I was in the San Diego Union Tribune. I was in random podcasts until I got to a point where I was on a big podcast. And then from that, I got my first few celebrity clients and things like that. But guess what? I pitched them. I went to them. Yes. And exactly what you guys just said, it's all about the follow-up, where you don't just pitch somebody once. It's like, keep going, keep following.
Yeah.
Well, and even now, we've done projects that I can't even believe the total of our end invoice. It's like, I can't even believe that we had that large of a money exchange with someone, that someone trusts us enough to pay our company to do that for them. And we've done some incredible things, but it's not like, hey, we've done some great things, we don't have to work anymore, we're just going to sit here and coast. No, like we absolutely are in a constant conversation of going after work, of going after clients, always offering more. It's not like we go to a client and don't ask them, oh, we did your kitchen, your pantry. I hope you're doing great with the rest of the house. See you. We'll never talk to you again. It's always working on more spaces for clients. That somehow is part of the grind that doesn't seem to end.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I always talk about here on the podcast is the CAC, which is the cost of acquiring a new customer. And if you get those repeat clients, that's the best. And how do you get those repeat clients? You follow up with them, whether that's through email marketing or whether that's through giving them a call, getting them on a text message list, you know, whatever it is. I think so many organizers miss out on that. Because like you said, we did your kitchen and pantry. Okay, thanks. Bye. Never see you again. No, they have a whole house. And not only that, a whole family of people with houses that you could be organizing.
Yeah. Totally.
Follow up. So this is probably related to that. I think personally, it's every organizer's dream to have their own TV show. At least it was for me for a while. I was almost cast on a show on HGTV and I didn't win, and I won't tell you what show ended up making it. Last year, you guys wrapped up a season of your show, Sort It Out, on the Design Network. So tell us about that experience and your journey of casting, filming, all the things.
We actually did a Christmas show with the Design Network. I can't actually even remember how that came to us.
That was like a friend of a friend was like one of the producers on the show, and they needed hosts for it. And we have another sister. Her name is Shannon. She's a designer. And they were like, hey, would you sisters do this show? And I don't know why we said yes, but we did. We were like, okay, fine, sure. Like, it could be fun. It could be great exposure. And so that was kind of our in the door with the Design Network. Yeah. So then after that, they're like, hey, let's do an organizing show. And so we did. It's very funny because, you know, I think on shows maybe like HGTV or like really large networks, there's a little bit of movie magic in it. And yet for us, there was no movie magic. The befores and the afters, we did. It was like, we're on the show and yet we're sweating and working to get these spaces done because you're also on fast time crunch because you're trying to deal with the lighting. And when we shot the organizing show, it was in December. And it gets dark at 5 o'clock in December. So we're racing against the light. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And we did them back to back. We shot all 7 episodes back to back. At the end, we were like, I am so tired.
Yeah.
But it was good.
I can't imagine 7 full 8 to 12 hour days of organizing, period, let alone with cameras on you in full glam and all the lighting in the house was probably fine.
I feel like there were a couple times they were like, are you guys going to be done like 30 minutes? I'm like, are you seeing what we're doing here? It's actually working. We're not just talking and shooting a show. Like, we're working. There was no cameras pause and this crew you didn't know about came in and did the job. It was like, we were our team. We were the crew and we were it.
So fun. Oh my gosh. That sounds like great memories for you guys, too. And I mean, what a cool piece of organizing history. I wanted to become an organizer because I saw Peter Walsh on TLC's Clean Sweep when I was 10 years old. At a later time in my life, I met him and he signed my book that I had when I was a teenager. I was reading organizing books when I was 13. And so that's
awesome.
Maybe you guys are influencing some little 10-year-old girl too to be an organizer.
I'd really like to influence my children that live in this house to be better
organizers.
But the show has not seemed to do that. So
yes.
Oh my gosh. We can't end today's episode without talking about the How-To Summit. So tell us about this year's event, what attendees can expect. I know you guys are super jazzed about this. Tell us all the things.
Exciting news! Your free Consultations 101 Masterclass is now available. This training is for established home organizers who have already worked their first few paid jobs, have an online presence in some sort of way, whether that's through a website, social media, or service pro marketplaces. And it's for women who know that they're meant to use their natural organizing gifts and talents to run a profitable business as a pro organizer. In this 25-minute session, I'm covering my top 3 processes to convert leads into booked and paid clients. If you're ready to turn your side hustle into a full-time endeavor, or if you want to stop going through that feast and famine cycle of having tons of home organizing clients some weeks and 0 clients for weeks after that, then this is the masterclass for you. Grab your seat at bit.ly/consultations101masterclass. I'm super, super excited to share this knowledge with you. Again, just head to bit.ly/consultations101masterclass to watch now.
We started the How-To Summit because when we began our organizing journey, we were reaching out to everybody. Hey, can you help us? Can you answer any questions? And we got a lot of no's or a lot of people not wanting to talk to us. This is such a new industry. We thought, hey, let's see if we can help people create community.
Yeah, it was just kind of like an idea. Ryan's like, we should do a conference for organizers. And I'm like, yeah, probably nobody's going to come. It's like, well, let's put it together and see what happens. And so our first year that we did it, people came from all, I think we had like 130 people come. And it was like from all over the US, from Canada. There was this magic in the room that I can't even like, it was like tangible. It's like, I can't even describe to you what it felt like, because these people that had all kind of followed each other on Instagram a little bit and maybe kind of knew who some of the other businesses were, all showed up and they were in the same room. And it was just like this really, really powerful moment. And so people loved it so much. And it's just kind of grown from there. The summit, truly, if you're an organizer, you need to be there no matter where your business is. I know we've gotten a lot of people that are like, oh, can you talk, you know, about this, or can you talk about this? The summit is really like a snapshot, an overview of what's happening in the organizing community. If you are an individual by yourself organizer, there's something for you. If you are a franchisor, there's something for you. The heartbeat of the whole thing is community and connecting with each other and learning from each other, because we all have something to learn. So it's a really fun event. It's a very welcoming event. Like we always say, oh, we have a seat saved for you. Oh, there's no cool group. There's no cool table. We're all equal here. It's just a really wonderful event. It's fun. It's educational. Everyone should come.
Yeah.
Anybody can come in the morning. There's things that you can implement right away into your business. Look around at what conferences cost. I think our registration is $350. And I've seen conferences that are the same length and they're like $800 or $900 a piece.
I've been loving your guys' Instagram feed, and your team's social media game is on point over there. There was one post that was about FOMO, and it was like, all your friends are going to be posting on Instagram. Yeah. All your organizing Instagram friends, you know, are going to be showing all these pictures of who they met at the conference and all these things. So I think that's so true. And I'm all about community over competition. I know that that's one thing that I teach the most in my course, which is there is a piece of the pie for you. And this is such a booming industry, and it is getting so much more well known with all these TV shows and all these podcasts and all these things, right? Where now, you know, think back to 2011 when people didn't know what this even was. Now people are like, I need an organizer, right? And so whatever small town, podunk little town you live in, chances are there's people there that need you. And all you have to do is get your piece of pie. So it's all about community over competition.
Like Ryan said, there really is something for everybody. All of our businesses look different. And to be honest, because we're all geographically in different places, our pricing structures look different. And yet in this environment, there is something for everyone.
Yeah. And the summit is not a place where we're up on stage and we're like, hey, we have all the answers. We know how to do it. Your business should look like ours. Our speakers are all kinds of different places in their business, all kinds of different places in their lives. They all have something to offer.
So to close us out, we add this into every single episode here on the Pro Organizer Bootcamp podcast. And I am super excited to hear both of your answers to this. What is some advice that you have for organizers who are just starting out?
Yeah, we always say you got to hustle. You got to get out there and you got to work and you've got to network and you've got to get your name out there, and you can't wait for people to come to you. You've got to get out there and hustle.
And I would add to that, I think you live and you die by your systems. We've really even realized that 5 years in, being a business of systems and plan and strategize and all those things are really, really important, because when you're tired, when you're super busy, when things take off, your systems are what keep everything going and keep your business staying in line and keep you professional.
I think, honestly, those two things go hand in hand. You can be the face of your business and you can be out there networking at events and passing out cards and putting out bulletin postings and starting your YouTube channel or your podcast or whatever it is. But you have to have those solid systems running in the background so that you can do all of those things.
Well, and you can do all those things, but if you can't respond to someone's email in a timely fashion, guess what? No one cares about your business card. You'll never keep a client, you know?
Yes, exactly. So
it's hard, because it's like it all matters. And that's the beauty and the frustration of owning your own business.
Yeah.
And it's small all the business.
Things. All the things.
The all the things. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. This has been an absolute pleasure. I love your energy. I'm so excited to hopefully, fingers crossed, see you at the summit this September.
Yes.
And tell us the dates of the summit just before we close out.
It is September 21st and 22nd. It is a Thursday and a Friday of 2023, and it is in Cleveland, Ohio. Day one is at the M Design headquarters, and then day two is at a local venue, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Yay. Thank you both, and we will see you in September.
Are you still bootstrapping it as a professional organizer? Lugging a clipboard and paper contracts with you to every new organizing job? Typing up proposals and manually sending emails to potential clients, but not offering electronic signatures? Accepting payments via cash, check, and random apps on your phone, but no option for professional invoices and pre-appointment credit card payments? Don't worry, girl, I've got you covered. Honeybook makes running your pro organizing business way easier. Grab your free trial and 20% off by heading to share.honeybook.com/Melissa823. That's share.honeybook.com/MELISA823. It's time to level up your business.
If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you'd leave a review or share it with someone who'd also benefit from listening in. To stay connected, follow at Pro Organizer Bootcamp on Instagram, join our Pro Organizer Bootcamp Facebook group, and learn more about my coaching programs at ProOrganizerBootcamp.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.